Hello, everybody. I'm Jared Sable, and this slide deck here is just kind of an overview. I want to run through it very quickly so we can get to the tables. But if I go over something that you're not familiar with or it doesn't seem to make sense, please ask. Okay, what are the reportable condition mapping tables? Last point there, they update and extend the Dwyer tables. Diane Dwyer was a pathologist, informaticist, who first did these mappings between LOINC and reportable conditions. And this was in the 90s. There have been updates of it, 2003, 2004. But as Mark said, it didn't get maintained. But anyway, that's what the reportable condition mapping tables are. They associate reportable conditions with the LOINCs that test for them and the SNOMED codes for the organisms. And we'll look at that in a minute. The scope is all reportable conditions in all U.S. jurisdictions. Okay, so basically, this slide shows a clinical lab with a stream of data coming out of it. What's in that stream that's of interest to public health? That's a challenge. Well, if you put a filter in there, the RCMT filter has a filtering function. If you put the RCMT in there, it can identify those LOINCs and those SNOMED codes within that stream that are related to reportable conditions. And within a public health agency, the RCMTs could be used to filter and route messages or the extracted data from messages to the appropriate program within the agency. I think everybody understands the problem of non-comparable data when you've got all these different labs reporting using different codes and different test names and so on. It's impossible to map all of these individual lab codes to reportable conditions. LOINC is a universal code system for lab tests and other things. It is possible to map LOINC to reportable conditions. So here we say you can't map every lab test catalog to reportable conditions. You can map LOINC to reportable conditions, and that's what the RCMT is, along with SNOMED mappings. So once you've got LOINC mapped, individual labs can do their own mapping of their own tests to LOINC. They don't have to know all about the details of, which LOINCs or which of their own codes relate to reportable conditions. They can just do the mapping test to test. And as long as they send a LOINC code in their report in the HL7 message, along with their local code, then we can extract the tests of public health interest. So this is what the RCMT looks like. This is just a little snippet. In the first column, you've got a LOINC code, and then the LOINC test name, and then there's a code for the reportable condition, and the name of the reportable condition. And so you see these codes here are the NNDSS codes, Nationally Notifiable Disease Surveillance System codes. Not all reportable conditions have codes in the NNDSS system. So, for example, leptospirosis, it's reportable in many states, but there's no code for it. So within the RCMTs, we do have SNOMED codes for these conditions that don't have NND codes. Anyway, this little table, the RCMTs is like this, just a whole lot bigger. Okay, so again, you've got your lab, and then there's a stream of data coming out of it in HL7 messages containing all kinds of lab data. And if you looked inside the messages, you'd see something like this. You'd see a patient ID and a LOINC code and the test name, you know, serum creatinine. And then you'd see another patient ID and another LOINC code. This patient had a serum potassium, and the third patient had a rubella virus antigen test. Okay, and this might make sense to you, but it really doesn't make any sense to a computer. A computer has no idea that two of these are just nondescript common lab tests, and the third one is a test for a reportable condition. The computer doesn't know that, but if you put, again, the RCMT into this stream, then the RCMT says, okay, this third one here is related to rubella, whereas the first two don't relate particularly to any notifiable condition. So then we've got this problem. Here's a LOINC code. It's for a viral culture on a blood specimen. So does this LOINC map to a reportable condition? Well, the answer is, you know, you can't tell because it's really a nonspecific LOINC. And you can't map, you simply cannot map many of the codes in LOINC to a reportable condition or any condition. So what we have in the RCMTs, in addition to the LOINC mappings, we have a table of SNOMED mappings. So for this particular LOINC that comes through from some lab, when you see this LOINC, you ignore it and you look at the result in the HL7 message. And if the result is one of these four here, that would indicate that it's a reportable condition. Whereas if it's, you know, some adenovirus or rhinovirus, it would not be. So that's why the reportable condition mapping tables has primarily LOINC mappings, but also it's got the SNOMED mappings for those LOINCs which may or may not relate to reportable conditions. Okay, so RCMTs is a limited project. It isn't everything that might be of interest in electronic lab reporting. It does not contain which jurisdictions a particular reportable condition is reportable in. And like, for example, leptospirosis, it's reportable in probably a dozen or more states, but not reportable elsewhere. You won't find that information in the RCMTs or the time frame, you know, for reporting. Effective dates, the patient metadata like age, gender. Some conditions, it's reportable only during an outbreak. Well, there won't be any information like that in the RCMTs. A lot of information won't be in the RCMTs, but there is a project that is in development, getting started, being organized, all of the above, called the Reportable Condition Knowledge Base Project. There's going to be a lot of discussion Thursday, after the official end of the meeting, I guess. But Thursday there will be a lot of talk about that. All of this other stuff that's not in the RCMTs will be in there. So, with that, does anyone have any questions? I can go back over any of this, but we really do want to do a demo. But any questions at all about what we're doing and why we're doing it?
Yeah, thank you, Trey. And also the scope was, we forgot to mention about the scope. Initially, we wanted to cover all the nationally notifiable diseases, and then also majority of the state reportable conditions. We have covered most of them. So if you take amoebiasis, it's reportable only in certain states. We have taken those things. And then we didn't want to create everything from scratch. For example, newborn screening or cancer, their community have already created their content needed for their community. We just took from them and consulted with them and reused them. That's all we did. So we don't want to reinvent anything that's already operational and everything else. So next we can show the actual RCMT in the application. We can search some examples, and then we can open it for free. How can you get those things? And in that fashion, we can.